Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castle and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons. We both use he/him pronouns. Vons is our furry little fox folk alchemist friend who is currently hoping that this giant sludgy lollipop of a creature doesn't know where he is. And hey, if we give it 10 minutes, then, you know, Vons can have some fun.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use she, they pronouns. And Jesse is, I think, waiting for someone to tell her what to do other than be invisible.
Is it Godot? You'll be waiting a while.
Oh, God. I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. Things are very weird here right now. We both use she, her pronouns, and Wealthy has been traumatized by the season 3 finale of Quantum Leap. If you know, you know.
Oh, wow.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic. We both use he, him pronouns. And right now, Grix is getting back to his kobold roots of sitting in a dank swamp and hitting things with sticks.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us, makes us feel good about ourselves, and you should have every other podcast you listen to as well. Also, if we get, 10 reviews, I'll implement The Greatest American Hero into Wealthy's Road Trip before it's over. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. In the extremely mediocre fight, we hit the ooze monster, and the ooze monster hit us, and Aegis was doing real bad and left for a different dimension, and then the ooze monster chased Vons up into a tree, and Vons went invisible, and then Grix cast a major illusion to draw the ooze monster away from us, and we all, the rest of us went invisible, and now we're just figuring out what we want to do next. And Wealthy got to hang out with Frymeath. They went on a road trip. They talked about cars and streetlights and headlights and the nature of both of the dimensions and the differences of the way time flows in those dimensions. And then they ended with Wealthy and Gex sharing a hotel room and watching Quantum Leap. So, good times.
All right. So, folks in the swamp.
Yes.
Jesse and Grix.
Yeah.
And Vons are all invisible.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
Jesse and Grix, I don't think you know where Vons is.
No, and we only barely know where each other are at this point because we are now invisible.
Yeah, I don't...
We both did invisibility things.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why Vons would be able to sniff you guys out either, right? So,
well, you probably saw them disappear.
Yeah, Jesse's going to go up on the, into a tree or something and wait, I guess, because... We would have been told, right, that it's 10 minutes? You need 10 minutes or no?
I don't think that ever got communicated in character.
Yeah, so. I don't think it ever was communicated.
Vons, why didn't it work?
So let's see here. Vons has ghost sound, silent image, and dancing lights, all of which are fantastic little, foxy distraction-y things. But can he use ghost sound as a walkie-talkie kind of thing?
I believe ghost sound can't form full words.
Well, poop.
Also, you're not that far away from your friend and could walk over to them and be like, yo.
That too.
Or stage whisper. The creature is relatively far away right now.
What happened to... So, do we think Aegis is going to come back? Jesse, you can see, the path through the water where, Jesse is, climbing out of the water onto one of the sandbars. What do we think? I mean... Is it going to be just how long does your thing work there, Grix?
I'm puppeting it, so I don't, a couple rounds, a minute a level, 10 minutes a level. I don't know. Let me
this
look.
Is major image, right?
No.
No?
Yes. Yes. Major image.
Okay. It's
a major illusion.
Well,
major image.
Major image. Sorry.
Sorry. Getting up the book. I was confused. And
you just concentrate, and once you stop, it persists for 3 rounds. So if you never fall asleep,
you have a permanent
forever, apparently.
Yeah. Well, I do drink enough coffee, so
that's why Grix drinks so much coffee.
Yeah. Makes the illusions last longer.
Oh. That's fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's like super distracted. So like,
yeah, yeah.
What do we do? And like, he's not going to tell us, but like, where's Vons?
Is Vons in earshot of this?
Yes. You didn't go that far away.
Okay. Then right here. I'm right here.
Okay.
Sound comes from about, I don't know, 30 feet away from you across the water you just climbed out of.
Okay. Vons, what do you got? Like, you weren't doing much for a while, but like, then you like kind of were shooting stuff. Were you like planning something or?
What? Fuck you. I totally like hit that thing with like it's got lightning potion on him, but it's going to take a while.
Oh, well, like how long?
I don't have a watch.
Well, like, neither do I, but like, you know, like, do you not think about how long things are going to take? Like, I thought that was a thing in magic. Like Kindness is always talking about, like, you know, oh, well, if I do this, it's going to take like this long. And then like, I have to like, you know, count in my head in like seconds and shit.
No, I totally do. But
okay. You know, so like, how long is like, whatever the thing is, like, how long does it last? Or like, how long does it take? Or like, whatever.
So this is, Vaughn's probably measures time in some sort of weird way.
Surely he has had to talk about time to other people though, right?
It's like trolls in Discworld. 1, 2, 3, many.
Yeah, it's just a bunch. It's a bunch. I'll let you know.
Okay, but like,
wait,
is it like the next like 2 minutes, the next like hour? Like, could you like estimate? So like, you know, maybe we know like what's going on.
Does the Arx have any reason to operate off of minutes? And this is not a thing that we've discussed really before.
It does operate off minutes, hours, and a 24-hour time cycle.
Okay. We actually have said that, I think.
And I'm
swear.
You know, I believe you.
And one of the nice things about being in a compact city is that it'd be very easy to have public clocks. That'd be easy to get eyes on.
Yeah. That I imagine is real accurate. I figure that stuff like starts shifting around at regular intervals in such a tight knit community, like rush hour and things like that.
Yeah. But yes, there are minutes, there are hours, there's precise time measurement, and whatever unit it might use in this rich fantasy universe, we are translating it to minutes and hours for the purposes of narrative convention. So,
but we're down here now.
Time
oh my
has not
God.
Changed because you went down a few thousand feet.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it changed. I'm just saying Vons has no idea what time it is or what's going on.
But you still know what durations are relative to yourself.
Yeah, it's like a bunch. Just like, chill. Just wait.
Jesse is very frustrated, as you can probably tell from her inner monologue.
My inner monologue sounds like that sometimes, too.
I think Jessie's gonna just sit still till someone tells her what else to do.
Yeah, good idea. Just sit still, don't attack the thing, but when you do attack the thing, attack real hard. Just wait, though. Just wait. We're just gonna stalk it for a little bit.
Jessie is waiting.
Grix.
Yeah.
How are you managing your illusion that this thing is tangling with? You mentioned having it go off into the briar patch
or gravelly
area.
Well, then it's a genie, so it can fly, right? So I'm just gonna have it fly up.
Okay.
And be like tantalizingly out of reach.
Right. So you're just having to keep dodging.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, cool. You know, like playing with a cat.
So
I gotcha.
So with Grix's illusions are visual, of course.
Yeah.
But you can also ride them and like touch them and stuff.
Yeah, this one you can. Yeah.
What else do you, what other senses do they do? Can they make sounds?
Sound, smell, and temperature.
Yeah, thank you.
Can they make a smell?
That was in fact in that list.
Oh, you said sound, smell, and temperature.
Yep.
I missed the middle bit.
Well, I never mumble, so clearly. I probably mumbled it. Apologies.
Oh, I'm sure no listener would agree with that.
Listeners, thank you for lying.
Listeners
to me.
Would not agree with that because. We've done audio editing. by the time it gets to them.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed, none of us are mumbling in the final edit.
That's what volume adjustment's for.
Exactly.
Hmm. So you couldn't convince this thing. No, that doesn't work.
I mean, we tried to talk to it very briefly, Grix did, and it said consume.
Uh-huh.
So I think we were going to not try to keep talking to it. Why waste the air?
Yeah. Well, is illusion air? Can you convince it that it's full and that it's content to just hang out? Can you just, like, couch lock it?
Briefly, just for a minute.
Ah, well, I mean, once it's content to just sit there, maybe it'll, like, you know, objects at rest tend to watch television.
I mean, I would, metatextually, I would say if we're all not engaging with it and only the illusion is, like, can't we just hang out for 10 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
So whatever happens. Like, is that not what we're doing?
Okay. So you want me to just sit here and focus real hard for... Yeah. Nope. I can do that. Yeah. Nope.
I mean, was there a different plan? Because I genuinely thought that was the plan.
Well, I don't know. I was just trying to get him away from us. I didn't have a plan.
Well, a little distance is good.
Well, how far away does it have to be from the lightning?
That is a DM question.
I'm going to say that, just for simplicity's sake, Vons, you need line of sight to wherever the lightning is striking, but like the, you know, lightning designator, assuming it hits a creature, travels with it. If it gets too far away, or like successfully, like really successfully hides from you, the lightning will stop working, but...
Yeah, or probably if it manages to shed the oil in some way.
Yeah.
I assume it's an oil. I don't know why I think that. Tincture?
It's a liquid of some variety.
Yeah.
Okay, so is that what we're doing? Just like waiting until Vons can do the lightning again?
That's all Vons has on his mind, and he's kind of one-tracky like that.
Sure. And he told Jesse to not do anything, so Jesse's not doing anything.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll wait and do that.
Okay. So for every minute that goes by.
And then once he is in that window, we'll all hit him at once. Well, I mean, wait for the lightning to hit him first, and then everybody hit him at once.
Yeah.
All right. So you need to distract this guy for about 10 minutes.
Sounds great.
So we would want to prepare our doodads.
Prepare away.
Yes.
I have been prepared. I am always prepared.
Jesse is holding a weapon. It's therefore succeeded.
I'm holding a weapon.
Keep holding it.
But Greg, so you're just doing the continuous dodge and dart, right?
Yeah. Well, not so much dodge and dart, but like having the genie fly up and be out of reach.
Yeah.
So you're just like dangling a genie over his head?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's going to go up the trees and try to like jump at it and grab at it and stuff, but you can keep moving it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's going to go higher.
So basically what's going to happen is as you do that, it's going to get some checks between now and 10 minutes from now to see if it gives up on the genie it can't reach.
Oh, okay.
You've got to let it get it sometimes.
Sure.
Don't you guys love how 10 minutes has taken 3 days?
Well, if it...
Four.
Yeah. No, if it starts to run away, I'll have the genie come over and kick it.
Okay.
Or stab it.
Let's see.
What'd the genie fight with?
Fists, mostly.
Fists?
Beams of fire.
Because he's fire.
Yeah.
And he can't really kick.
I'll have him come over and hit the goo.
Okay. Grix?
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how to roll this. Basically, I'm going to do
an intelligence roll to... Or a charisma roll. I should do a charisma roll to make it enticing enough.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to have you do one of those per minute.
Okay. Oh, Christ. Okay.
All right. I'm going to say you'll need to make 9.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean it like automatically comes and finds you guys or whatever. It just
of course.
Means it... Yeah.
Of All course. Right. All right. All right, we're starting now. Okay. 14, 24, 26, 27, 27, 22, 20, okay. 11. That's a natural 1. That one's probably not good, huh?
You're asking if over? You should stop after that.
No, that was
did I go over the limit?
That was number 9. So
damn it.
So you have about a minute left.
And it loses.
And or you probably lost it at the 11, honestly. But yeah, so it loses interest.
That's the 11. That was the 11.
Oh, that was the natural one.
Natural one is the, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, then yeah. So I guess at about the 8-minute mark then. 8 or 9. Uh-oh. So yeah, it was almost there. And then it.
Oh, hang on. Up. I have roll history. No, I don't. That's a lie. Keep going. Sorry.
I was counting how many things you rolled. So.
Okay.
Yeah, you are going for it and you're doing a good job. And, you know, when its attention started drifting a couple times, you gave it the occasional kick.
When I did that, I want to do damage.
Okay, yeah. So you'll need to do it for the. So I'm going to have you roll attack rolls.
Uh-huh.
Treat it as an intelligence check for yourself.
Okay. Damn, I need to fight with genie puppets more often. That's a better attack roll than my own.
I'm going to say they aren't going to do a ton of damage.
I don't know.
But,
I mean, his magic wand doesn't do a ton of damage.
No, it sure doesn't.
So roll 5 attacks.
Okay, the first one is a 20.
Okay.
I'll just roll them all. And then
yeah, just roll them all.
Okay. 27, 11, 14, 19.
Grix, make a separate intelligence check to figure out genie damage. From what
it's
you
the
observed.
Humiliation that this monster needs to worry about the most.
21 for the intelligence check.
Okay.
Do I generate the right enough amount of damage?
Fuck you.
Roll 68 and let me know the result.
Okay. 26.
And then roll 3d8 and let me know that result.
16.
Okay. So, and you guys saw this already. That the fire bit is not as effective. So this thing, I think what happens is basically you hit the point where it loses interest.
Uh-huh.
But you beat the shit out of it pretty bad at that point. And uh-huh. So it is going to run away into the swamp.
Get him!
What would you all like to do?
Chasing him. We didn't take it this far for nothing.
Yeah, I guess I'll chase him.
Jesse, your favorite terrain does not involve swamp, does it? If you have favorite terrain in the system. I know you have favorite enemies.
Is that a thing in the system?
No.
I thought it was, but...
No, I have favorite enemy.
Okay.
Have favorite enemy.
Okay, never mind then. All right, so
is
you all are
chasing patriarchy?
No, it's the shadow corruption.
Ah,
patriarchy.
No, Aaron's favorite enemy is the patriarchy, but that's not the same. Please continue.
Yes. So this thing is very, very good at moving through swamps.
Okay.
Which means that we are going to do a bit of a chase.
Fuck. God. Ugh.
What?
I'm just very tired of this battle.
Yeah. Let it get away.
I'm so tired of this battle, but I can't. We've got to defeat it so Wealthy can come back.
Just for the sake of editing, is Yakety Sax currently in the public domain?
It is not, no.
No.
Shame.
All right. So what we're going to do...
Because it actually came out much more recently than you think. Yeah.
What if we just grabbed a kazoo?
Sure.
I mean, we could always grab a kazoo, but that doesn't have anything to do with... You know, Yakety Sax being in the public domain.
It is if I'm bad at reading sheet music.
Well, I mean, we could use any song under those circumstances.
Woohoo!
Hey, what if you are just so bad at playing music that you accidentally play a song that is copyrighted? Is that...
No. I think
that's
that would
nothing.
Be...
That's a bad joke. That's
yeah.
Nothing.
Actually,
yeah.
That's...
All right. So
that's a real question, though. I'd love to talk to a lawyer.
I'm going to need 2 checks from each of you. I am first going to need a dexterity check from all of you to try to manage the maneuverability issue. You know, are you managing to move from dry thing to dry thing, kind of keeping your speed up?
How fast can this thing move?
Oh, no.
Well...
Fast.
Its skeleton is not in great shape, and it's like...
Yeah, it is moving full speed in this swamp.
Yeah.
And you guys are usually moving half, so...
It is on a
and
security
it's solid
check.
Anyway, so.
Well, yep. I refuse. Instead, I'm going to summon a dragon.
I mean, all right.
Not like you did. Oh. I make an illusionary dragon.
All right. In that case, Grix, are you getting other people on your sweet ride? Or are you going to...
I will progress slowly at first for the first round, and others can jump on if they so choose.
Do I still have to roll a dex check?
Not if you jump on the dragon.
Okay, I will jump on the dragon.
Oh, Vons is totally down to ride a dragon.
So you guys hop on. In that case, Grix, make an intelligence check. It will be slightly harder because you had to wait to get people on the dragon, but you're basically rolling intelligence at a dex to a Star Wars speeder bike your way through this through this dense swamp.
I imagine going over the trees isn't an option because of, what, forest canopy or something?
You may lose track of it, mostly.
Yeah.
I rolled a 19 on the die, so that's a 29.
It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I think I did pretty good on a prime.
Okay. So you are managing to keep pace with it, and then this was going to be a couple of rounds thing. So since everyone is riding on Grix's dragon...
Oh, my genie lasts for 3 rounds after I let him go, which I assume I had to do because of summoning a dragon and the concentration of running through a speeder bike chase through the woods. For those 3 rounds, my genie is going to angrily pursue an attempt to murder the sludge.
Okay, I'm going to have you roll basically an intelligence to check against its difficulty again.
Sure. We can do that parallel to the...
Yeah, make 3 intelligence checks. And
okay.
Just count them all off.
Fascinating. 22, 22, 23.
All right. Because this isn't part of like a multi-round thing, I'm just treating all of those as basically you're doing attack roll against the challenge level of this creature by using int instead of doing AC. So you're doing stat against difficulty.
Okay.
Once this thing starts running, it is hard to hit.
Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah, your genie works gamely, but can't quite catch him.
Okay. That's fair.
So.
That's fair.
All right. So you're chasing on the int, and Grix is your pilot.
It's an ant.
Well, sorry. On the int, a phrase that totally makes sense and isn't completely insane.
yeah, I'm sure that's the terminology that we all think in as characters.
Definitely.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the tree folk, the ants.
No, I'm just making word salad today, I guess. Okay. So Grix, I will need 2 more intelligence checks from you.
Okay. 29 and 12.
Okay, you guys have managed to keep pace with it. It's getting a little further away. It keeps slipping through narrow areas that you would have a hard time with. But Vons, you get a chance for your lightning to go off again.
Woo, let's do that.
All right. Roll a d20 for me.
Okay, and this
is not an attack roll. This is to figure out if it overcomes its spell resistance.
Okay. So I'm just going to tell you what this d20 is.
Yeah, flat d20.
19.
All right, Vons, how much damage does your call lightning do?
I don't know.
Thank fuck.
1d10 hit points of damage per caster level.
Oh, that's a bunch.
Yeah, I believe it's 9 these days.
1d10 times 9.
Well, roll 9 d10s and add them together. Uh-huh. I will write down the 1z roll if you want to just read them out loud.
yeah, I can really only do the one at a time.
Yep.
So 0, 6, 9, 3, 4, 0, 1, 3, 8. How many have I got so far?
You need one more.
4.
Okay, 1 second.
Also, are zeros tens or zeros?
Zeros are tens.
Oh, okay.
That is a fair question because we are playing Mothership, Aaron, which for the D100s is a 0 through 99.
And sometimes not. Apparently.
Sometimes not.
All right. So Vons.
Which was frustrating last game. Anyway, Kara.
You do a mere 58 damage.
Oh my God.
Crikey.
All right.
And this thing had 8 hit points left. No. So...
Holy fuck.
So Vons, what does it look like when you call down the fury of heaven on this thing?
Oh, he doesn't know. He's just smiling real hard, pointing his arms both straight up in the air, except enough to like elbow Jesse a little and then like point and then point his arms straight up in the air again.
No, but what does the thing look like when
I have no idea. Maybe it's Crispy.
All right.
It survived Crispy last time.
It actually didn't. You just found the one bit that hadn't really gotten burned yet.
Maybe it formed into like shards of glass out of all of the melting and evaporating.
Sure. All right. So this thing gets struck by lightning. You see it teeter for a second, and then it falls forward, and as soon as it hits anything, it just crumbles into a million little pieces.
Oh, thank fuck.
I land.
And yeah. I collect the pieces.
No, no, man. No, you gotta, don't, just let
you guys, I'm gonna need some
that.
Help with this.
Aegis, where are you?
I'm not Aegis. Sure it works like Gex.
There is no response.
Oh, should we get Gex to find Aegis?
I don't know if that works.
Should we try?
Vons, are you collecting this thing?
Yeah, Vons is going to start scooping up as much of him as possible.
Make a dexterity check for me. Basically to see how much of it you can get before stuff starts sinking into the mud and becoming unrecoverable.
I got a 14 on the die. Dex check would add 10. 24.
That's pretty damn good, given that it's on a prime. Yeah, Vons, give yourself 15 points of ingredients.
Is that going to be a problem for, like, Aegis? Because he seemed, like, real pissed.
You guys should probably get him.
For whatever, like, it's worth, this stuff is basically ash and sand at this point. It appears to be inert and dead. You still don't know if Aegis will, you know, have feelings about it, but it's not like the sample that Vons has that is currently bapping around inside a vial. wondering about its lot in life.
Aegis.
What do I got?
Should we go back and, like, find him?
You totally should.
Oh, I should roll something. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Roll a d10 for me, please. Just let me know what you get.
Oh, God. I wasn't prepared for this. Give me a second. I didn't have my dice open, so.
Oh.
I roll a d10.
For shame.
5.
All right. The forest does not catch on fire after being struck by lightning.
Oh, thank fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, please continue.
I imagine the dampness helped.
Yes. The tops of the trees were vulnerable, but it was really relatively low chance.
You guys, what do we do if Aegis doesn't come back and then, like, Wealthy doesn't come back?
Free urn?
You earned
That's it. Not, like, super funny, man.
No, we'll find Wealthy. It's not going to be a problem. We found other people before. We found Jenkins. Found but more, like, Jenkinses than we thought we would find. Maybe we'll find more Wealthies than we think we'll find. Who knows?
You guys are not very comforting, I have to say.
I'm sorry I couldn't be of more comfort in this blasted landscape.
Well, I'm, like, trying to comfort other people when fucking shit goes down.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was just trying to tell you not to worry. That was my way of comforting.
Okay. Well, cool.
Finally, this is what tears the party apart.
What, just that, like...
attempts to comfort each other.
People are just, like, vaguely not supportive of each other in the ways that they would want.
Yep.
Nobody's speaking the same love language.
You know, there are actually challenges in that I've observed throughout our, should we call it a team's history, that indicate we may need some counseling.
Maybe.
Hey, Vons, does your lawyer do counseling on the side too? Because, like, lawyers are counselors.
He's really more of an accountant.
Vons doesn't have a lawyer.
I thought he was, like, your friend.
Oh,
I was.
Wealthy
I was
has
making,
a has a has a counselor. A
I was trying to make
defender,
a joke,
really.
Oh,
a multi-layer joke about lawyers and counselors.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Also a joke about how Vons always assigns duties to that fellow that are way outside
that
his wheelhouse.
Nothing to do with
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything
I only caught
he
part
has.
Two.
No, he has no idea what people's jobs are. Yeah.
But all right. So what's y'all's plan? Because I presume you don't want to stand in a swamp all night.
No, probably not. Do we have a... Should we go back to the urn? We should go back to the urn. Like, that's
yeah. I guess
go
let's
urns.
Go back to the urn.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, did you guys look for the genie?
Well, we'll fly back. We'll get back on the dragon. We'll fly back. Dragon's pretty visible, so if the genie's anywhere around, it'll, you know, see the dragon.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's, like, find the genie.
Yeah.
Jesse or Grix, one of you needs to roll a wisdom check to.
I just rolled a fuck ton of checks. Someone else should do it.
I'll roll a wisdom check because that's a primary attribute for me.
Yeah.
That's a 25 total.
All right.
Prime.
That's the name of the show.
It is. So the height helps. You're able to navigate back to the village and from there to the cave without issue and make it back. Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to day 2 of your road trip.
Yep, got it.
So did we find the genie?
You'll find out after hanging out with Welky for a while.
It's a mini cliffhanger.
Ye old scene cut.
It's like a slightly high ledge hanger.
So, Welky.
Yes.
Roll a d8 for me.
Gex and I didn't get a lot of sleep last night because we were watching the actings. 2.
All right. First off, I guess my question is, how does Welky respond to the phenomenon that is diner breakfast? American diner breakfast specifically.
Oh my god. So much pork. There is so much meat on my plate. What is all this about?
I imagine it's greasier than what you get to have on the arcs.
It tastes so good.
Fry me succeeds in his charisma check and not look super embarrassed.
And there's biscuits and pancakes and oatmeal, and oh my god, there's so much food, and it's so varied, and it tastes so good. It's
been called a Denver slam.
Mm-hmm.
Where even is Denver?
What's a Denver?
What is a Denver?
It doesn't matter. It tastes good.
Familiar with a slam?
Are you that vocal about how good it is in the restaurant, out of curiosity?
Yes, I am.
All right.
They just leave you a pot of coffee. Compared to, like,
oh know, my God, on the arts
where it's like, you know, there, but you know, you gotta pay by the cup.
It's definitely an IHOP.
IHOP charges by the cup?
No.
Oh, okay.
Molly Otten's does.
I guess given
because coffee
the part
on the
of the state
is.
They're probably in. Yeah, it's probably an IHOP or something like that.
What's Molly? Oh,
that's unfortunate.
The arts,
that's boring.
What's Molly Otten's?
We haven't been there in a while.
I'm going to say it's a diner that is not IHOP or Denny's. It's like an actual one.
That's good.
I was worried there for a second that it was like a place in West Seattle or something. I feel like
Frymeath wouldn't go to an IHOP or a Denny's or whatever.
Oh, God, not a Denny's.
It.
Not a Denny's. IHOP breakfasts are acceptable. Denny's is not.
Denny's. So you're drunk at 3 a.m.
And you don't want nachos that taste like nachos or like chips or like cheese. This is a fact. It's just, I made
this
the unfortunate.
This is the Denny's slam, which was not on the menu.
I made the unfortunate.
Well, no, this is just someone slamming Denny's.
Yeah, I made the unfortunate choice of having the Denny's nachos, and no, would not recommend.
This has been... this has been
restaurant review.
Non-hot takes with Kelly.
All right, so you have the best fucking breakfast of your life.
It's so good, and there's so much of it, and you know I don't eat until I'm busting because I'm a halfling, but I do eat a lot. Unfortunately, there's no seed cake.
Did you try the oatmeal cookies?
Don't know. Surprise me.
There's an everything bagel.
Oh yeah,
yeah. This like is good.
Yeah,
poppy seed muffins.
So you chow down. Gex probably gets to eat in the back of the car as you guys start driving, because I don't think he could pull off being in the diner.
Yeah, I bring
what Frymeath doesn't try to pass him off as like a
pet,
like a therapy animal or something.
Even if it was, you usually don't let them eat from the table.
Yeah.
I think that's a health fair. Code violation.
Gex doesn't even need a plate. He can just wait under the table for everything that Welky drops.
Oh, Wealthy's not dropping anything.
Nope.
Nope.
Clean plate club 6 times over.
The only thing you gotta wash off the plate is the saliva.
Yeah, I order about 7 things off the menu just so I can try everything.
No, I figure you're there for like 2 fucking hours. Frymeath is not pleased.
And Frymeath has had 2 pieces of toast dry.
And coffee.
And a coffee.
And fruit salad.
Go into the Golden Spoon next time.
He does seem somewhat amused, at least, by the situation. So, you guys start off north again. I think you only traveled a couple hours last time, so welcome to one of the most boring stretches of freeway on the West Coast.
Where are we?
I-5.
You're
going up to Central California.
Oh, to Central California. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you were only like 2 hours outside of the Orange County, LA greater area when you stopped for the night, so.
Oh, my God, yes. It's flat, except for the mountains and except for hilly shit in the distance, and it's hot, and.
Yeah, you drive past a giant sign for something called the bonsai tree. You drive past a sign that says something about Congas created Dust Bowl. You drive past, at one point, something that looks kind of like a river, but its bottom is made of cement. And yep. Then you drive past a lot of nothing.
Mm-hmm. A lot of empty fields.
Eventually, there's random metal sculptures.
And there's signs that say that say this many miles to someplace called Fresno. Do we want to go to Fresno?
No.
I think I lived there for like 9 years of my life, and I think we went to Fresno twice.
Not sure I ever went to Fresno. But all right, so you guys keep driving for a while. It's real boring. About 5 hours later, you pass through. Well, you end up in the big city, which Frymeath tells you is the capital of this great land. I guess everything's really impressive to you, so you're actually impressed by the city of Sacramento.
I am impressed by the city of Sacramento. It's huge. It's not all squished into, you know, a system of caves. And it's got people in it, unlike that place we went to down on the ground where we had the fight with the corrupted. What was the name of that place? That city? The one that was on that had the docks and...
Rainylongo?
Rainylongo.
Yeah. Oh,
you're so good at that.
Fucking how did I pull that out of my ass?
It's either that or something very close to that.
Shit.
Anyway, it doesn't look like anything like Rainylongo, but it's really big and there's so many people.
Yeah, I think Frymeath will take you down. You guys grab food somewhere and you go down to the bank of the Sacramento River. And that's a lot of water. Also, it's been sunny this entire time.
Oh, yeah. What's that like? God.
Yeah.
How long has this car ride been?
5 hours today, 7 hours total. Welcome to driving up the West Coast.
Does time work different in that dimension?
An important question that hasn't been fully answered.
Well, they compared lifespans, and that was very different.
Yeah.
And we don't know other than that.
Huh.
It seems like Wealthy is experiencing time the way that she did in her home dimension.
Except when we were driving, all that nothingness.
Yeah, that both seemed eternal and shorter than it should have been.
What are they listening to? Presumably there's like some kind of tunes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Frymeath would have run you and Gex through the radio at some point.
Frymeath is probably just trying desperately to find a radio station that doesn't play the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I mean, he was listening to NPR when he picked Wealthy up.
Yeah. But yeah, so Frymeath engages in a grand road trip tradition and does turn over control of the radio at regular intervals. And Kelly, what kind of music do you think Wealthy would settle on as she's turning that dial?
Not because she particularly likes it, but she's fascinated by anything metal.
All right.
Because yeah, it's so loud, sense. It's so obnoxious, it's got so much percussion to it, and they seem to be yelling a lot about really depressing shit, and what's going on? What is this about? So she tends to be looking for that just because she's trying to figure that out.
Okay, yeah. You find some metal stations, you listen to that.
Oh, you know, it's been a minute since it's come up as a topic, but how's her arm doing?
It has stayed static. It still doesn't look great. It hasn't improved. But the black ooze spreading through your veins has not gotten any worse.
Nope.
So that's something.
A Henry Rollins reference and her arm being metal suddenly jumped into my head at the same time.
Hmm. Her arm is not metal.
No, but it looks pretty metal.
It does look pretty metal. Yeah.
I don't think her leg is even made of metal. What's her leg made of?
No, wood. I think her leg is metal.
Yeah, it's probably metal.
It's wood.
Or wood. Wood and metal, probably. I don't know. Bits, pieces. It's wood. The player says so.
I mean...
It's an expensive leg.
It makes a difference if you're trying to swim, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You probably would have gotten wood for precisely the reason that you end up in bodies of water sometimes. And underground.
Despite the fact that there are not that many bodies of water.
Yeah, but
it is a peg leg because I haven't gotten to get anything more complicated.
I don't know if there is
a plot thread that we have not finished.
No, pursuing. We have not.
One of the NPCs crashed in out of
One
nowhere.
One of the NPCs was talked literally
to someone
like,
and be like, "I'm going to go fix this plot thread," and left.
if
And then we promptly left the mountain, so, you know.
They would have given you an artificial leg with at least a basic foot at the bottom of it, like a flat surface, because quite honestly, on the arcs, I don't think a pig leg could be very safe.
If a want of two legs prevents you from swimming, it would be nice to have one that could act as a flotation device.
Yeah, you don't want one that actively sinks you, and Wealthy goes down into the maintenance tunnels where you can occasionally fall into small bodies of water or underground rivers, so...
It does happen.
But yeah, so you turn on the metal, Gex tries basically everything, and like gets really into a like sports radio, like game announcing.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
All the acting.
I'm sorry, I'm picturing Gex watching a soccer game and some guy like claiming there's a foul.
This guy's terrible. Just overselling it.
Flips it to wrestling.
Now this is quality entertainment. Everyone knows it's fake, right? Right?
They don't know it's fake.
So you get along, you end up in Sacramento after listening to some sweet metal and more baseball than you are particularly thrilled about, I imagine. And you grab some food and you sit by a nice big river for a while.
Did Frymeath explain like how baseball is played?
Aaron, roll a D100 for me. Because the answer is yes, but I need to determine something about Frymeath here.
51.
Okay, Frymeath is not at the baseball is magic and the solution to all your soul's problems level of old guy baseball fandom.
Yeah.
But he gives a thorough explanation of the game, and he seems to, you know, enjoy himself well enough. Probably doesn't watch a lot of sports, but enjoys it when he does.
I can't imagine anyone explaining that well enough to somebody from the arcs for it to not sound like some sort of a...
For it not to just sound like anyone trying to describe cricket to someone who didn't grow up in a cricket culture.
Did you ever... oh God, Fallout 4 has this character who's certain...
Mo Cronin.
Yeah, that baseball was just this, like, blood sport.
Yeah. That you took your swatter and you beat up the other team.
Yeah.
No, I imagine at some point during the drive down, Wealthy would have commented on the fact that there's so much sunlight. And they would have had a discussion about the corruption and the fact that there's none here.
Yeah. So at some point on the road here, I guess.
Also soon you're going to hit trees, healthy trees and big trees, lots of them.
Like really big trees.
Trees you can live in, by which I mean in the trunk.
Yes. Yeah, so I was going to say, when you were having your lunch break, I think Frymeath basically is going to press you for details on what the arcs is like and kind of try to learn about your side of this particular portal.
I'll tell him everything I know.
I mean, maybe dance around the parts where we're obviously breaking the Geneva Convention, but...
Wealthy doesn't know what the Geneva Convention is.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair.
I'd say Frymeath is mostly just listening and absorbing at this point.
That probably doesn't sound super legal.
Yeah.
Can I also ask another question?
Sure.
Although I'm not in the scene, and you can feel free to not answer my question. But, like, what's the vibe right now? Like, what's the vibe in the car? Are you having fun? Are you getting along better with Frymeath now? Or, like, are you still terrified of him and you're just sort of, like, dealing with it?
I'm thinking...
Have you come up with nicknames for each other yet?
There's a low-level amount of terror, but at the same time, everything's so new that...
But, like, he's not new?
But he's not new. No, he's not new, but everything else is new, and there are so many new experiences to be had.
But by now, you've gotten used to the rumbly, rubber-wheeled, moving box that you're sitting in. Oh, yeah.
Everything's new, and I'm 24 years old. I'm so excited by everything that's going on around me. And as a perpetual student, I'm like, this is the coolest thing in the world. Tell me everything.
Frymeath tells you everything about anything you ask about. It's the best visibility.
And when Frymeath asks me a question, I'm just word vomit everything out.
Oh, I'm curious about what kind of driver Frymeath is. This is the kind of road where that matters.
It's I-5. He drives way too fast, but not as fast as everyone else does. He drives within the, you just get a speeding ticket instead of like reckless endangerment or whatever it is.
Yeah, in NorCal, that makes sense. Is he, wait, but is he in the appropriate lane?
He's in the slow lane, unless he has to pass somebody.
Okay. So he's reasonably responsible. He's not getting flipped off.
He's a very responsible driver. He's just kind of keeping with the flow of traffic, which on I-5 starts at 80 miles per hour and goes up, unless you're a large vehicle. Or at least does a lot of the time. 75 and up.
So we're sitting out on the bank of the Sacramento River, eating our lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed by the fact that you can get so many different kinds of food.
This stuff's wrapped in paper.
Mm-hmm.
You've God, just been that throwing must... it away afterwards.
That must feel so decadent.
It does, kind of. But so does all the food. I mean, you know, and
it's printed. Like, they print the paper. For what reason?
Do you think I'm going to pay attention to the paper when I'm eating food?
Yeah, you've probably had beef, like, once in your entire life at most. So, yeah, the amount of meat here especially is just...
overwhelming.
Yeah. None of it's bugs.
The vegetables probably look a little depressing on those burgers, though.
Yeah, but there's tomatoes. There's probably tomatoes in the arcs, but, like, yeah, there's a... the variety of vegetation is also quite high compared to what you're used to. So, yeah, you're having some good
Although
food.
I will say I bake better bread.
What? You don't bake yours with corn syrup?
No, but hers does get up and walk around sometimes.
Well, so it attacks me more than walks around, but, you know.
Your bread attacked you? Asks Fry me. Completely.
Yeah, it was completely weird. It was. I never really understood what was going on with it, but I came home and it was in the oven proofing, and I opened the oven and it just came out at me and tried to take me over. It was a good thing Grix came home because I would have been killed by my own damn bread.
Good thing it wasn't gingerbread. That stuff's got an attitude.
I mean, you guys did fight cookie dough. The Ark seems like a very dangerous place.
Not really. I mean, yeah, the bread thing was weird, but we still haven't figured out what that was, whether it was a temporary thing or something that was just passing through. Maybe it was a corruption on the yeast. I don't know. But you know, for the most part, nothing like that happens. And people tend to live to, you know, whatever their species' ripe old age is, as long as they don't get stuck out and get corrupted.
Now, that is an interesting idea. Corrupted yeast.
I know. Think of the beer.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hey, what happens if you put that sample of this weird creature you've been fighting in the beer?
Why would you do that?
It said consume. Clearly it's a yeast.
He's been trying to eat corrupted things since we started running into them.
And the creature you fought isn't corrupted. So clearly it's safe to eat.
Well, he's also been trying to put a cure in the beer, so just have to see how that fights itself out.
He wants to make both the, you know, reason for and the solution to all of your problems.
Uh-huh.
Get him coming, get him going.
That defines Vaughn's pretty well in an idyllic state, yeah. The cause of and solution to.
Mm-hmm.
I want you guys to know that I was stone quiet. While you were going through your thing.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. We'll shut up.
Okay, so Frymeath asks you, do you know if anyone has ever come from your side to here intentionally previously?
No, I don't know. I've never heard of anybody. I mean, I've moved across dimensions before. I was in a hell dimension, but that was kind of a special case.
You didn't read anything in your university studies? Wealthy, make an intelligence check?
That's a 21 on a prime.
Okay. In your studies, you knew that planar travel is possible.
Mm-hmm.
It is usually used for things like going to the plane of air or water or, you know, like the celestial plane.
It's usually meant to go to different planes, like elemental planes, like air or water or earth or fire. Maybe that's where I went when I went to hell. Anyway, and then there's because you got the celestial plane, you got the hell plane. You know, they haven't been mapped out a lot because people don't generally go to them a lot because what are you going to do in the airplane? Just float?
You just hope you don't get sucked out, that's all.
Yeah. Is there a way you know that these are actual other dimensions and not just other places?
The way we would know there are other Well, right now, the way we know is because there's no corruption. Like, there's no corruption here. So, consequently, I know we're not on... We're not in a place in my world.
Well, there's more than one planet.
Planets?
Oh, dear.
Oh, you're talking about the before times when there were lights in the sky and people actually, you know, like navigated by them and stuff. No, we haven't seen those in a long time. And
you can still see the stars when you're on the arcs.
Well, we haven't seen a lot of them. I mean, you know, we don't go out and look at them because a lot of times we spend a lot of times indoors because you never know when a storm's going to come up. And when you're stuck outside during a storm, you end up with this. And I point to my leg.
That does seem like it would be a risky proposition, but each of those points of light often has something going around it.
But we don't go, we've never left our planet. And I don't think that, for the most part, you need to know where you're going in order to move between dimensions. And so you need to know where you're going. If you don't know where a planet is, then... Where another planet is around another sun, then you don't know where you're going, and you're just as likely to end up not where you plan to be because you really need to know. Like, I got teleport, and I really need to know where I'm going. Otherwise, there's a pretty hefty chance that I'm going to end up in the middle of, you know, in the middle of a rock and a mountain or something.
I was more curious if you knew that planar travel was not just interplanetary, but it sounds like.
No, I don't think we've ever used it that way. We mostly it's real esoteric, you know, a bunch of old wizards sitting there, you know, twiddling their thumbs and talking about how they went someplace when they were younger and how they've got friends in low places. And, you know, it's not something we spend a lot of time doing. It takes a lot of energy and we don't have all that much.
So it's like the holidays. I understand. But all right. You guys keep heading on up north until you are going through some... Yeah, there's a bunch of trees now, Valthy.
Wow.
Just the That's biggest a lot of things you've ever seen.
Those are tall trees. Yeah, we got trees, but not tall trees like that.
They're called redwoods.
I can see why.
And you guys keep driving for a while, and it's getting to be night, and you're on some windy mountain road.
Are we going to have to stop again?
And then the car makes a deeply unhappy noise.
Oh, no! Oh no!
And the entire thing lurches to one side. Well, forward and to one side. Frymeath curses.
I make a squawking noise.
Then you stop very quickly and very awkwardly, kind of sliding in some dirt on the side of the road.
I'm jerked up against my seatbelt.
Frymeath just sighs. And that was the tire. Do you want to learn about mechanics in this dimension?
Sure.
He gets out. You get the privilege of holding a flashlight. Congratulations. Wealthy, make a wisdom check.
My favorite.
No, wait. Make a charisma check, actually.
Okay. That is a 24.
On a not prime.
All right.
It's dark out here. You can see oh so many stars. The trees loom high, high above you. And you hear more animal life than you've ever heard in your life in those trees and lurking beyond your vision.
Mm-hmm.
But you're okay for now. You think you're going to hold it together?
I'm holding it together. The flashlight's a little wobbly, but yeah, I'm holding it together.
Yeah.
I trust Frymeath will alert me if something's going to happen.
All right, and make a wisdom check for me, please.
Oh, that is a 5 on the die and a 14 on a not prime.
Everything is fine, and nothing will go wrong.
No. Oh no!
Grix, Jesse, Vaughn.
Hey! That's Look, not fucking ominous as shit.
I would never.
You would always.
Yes.
There's a hook in the bumper. And a madman escaped an asylum.
Man hook and car door.
Yeah. Several hooks, actually. There's all kinds of hooks, and car doors are just like everywhere. For some reason, the whole
hook and car door.
Yeah, there's just car doors like all along the side of the road. That there's just been a ton of these.
It's a real shitty plane, honestly. Car doors and hooks. Real hard to get around too. But all right.
Yo, what's up? What can we do for you, friend?
So you are back at your temple. You remember at the top of the stairs that these stairs are dangerous. Because as much as I would love to just say that you just step on the bad thing, I'm not going to do that to you.
Again, these stairs are our kryptonite.
Do we have to roll to go down them? Oh, actually, that sounds bad.
Because, Grex, how long does your dragon last?
10 minutes.
Oh, we're going up these stairs, aren't we?
You're going down. I assume you're going back towards where the urn was.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, given how long you hiked, I'm going to say your dragon expired by the time you guys got back. Like, you made it back, but it's fast, but okay. It's not super fast. So,
yeah.
Yeah. You basically made it back to the entrance before it poofed out.
Okay.
So, how do y'all want to deal with the stairs?
Who votes for sled? No one. No one wants it. Okay.
God what? Does. That sounds awesome.
What exactly is the problem? What is the main concern with going this way?
The stairs are trapped.
We never figured out how to
get around the trap. And when we asked Aegis, he was less than specific.
And then he said, wait, I'll figure it out. And then you summoned a dragon, and then you made stairs with an image instead.
And then you made stairs with the illusion.
Oh, wait. I remember that we were trying to go find Aegis.
Yeah.
We are still going to try to find Aegis.
Oh, okay.
He did not come up and say hello as you flew on the dragon, so.
We're trying to get back to the urn because we assumed that Aegis would have to come back to the urn.
Or maybe we can just rub it or something.
Did his remains or whatever disappear?
He went through the gate.
He just so.
He left.
He bamfed.
Oh, that's
he
right.
Left the I'm universe. Sorry.
Yes.
I forgot about bamfing.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's in the Tijuana plane and just relaxing and recovering and drinking a frilly drink.
Uh-huh.
Possibly.
All right.
You know what? Jesse's just going to go. Jesse's just going to go.
Just going to run down.
Unless someone wants to do
something. We're going down the stairs this way, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, what if we just is there anything around that we can throw? Rocks? Can we just throw a bunch of rocks until whatever it is goes off?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
So you just start throwing the rocks?
Yeah. Everyone stand back.
All right. You start hucking some rocks. Make an intelligence check to discern the pattern of what you hit and how it reacts.
Oh, I was hoping it would just trigger the trap and the trap would be...
It will, but the trap resets, so...
Well, that's rude.
But you have a chance to figure out the mechanics. So, intelligence check?
Yep. Sorry, getting to my dice. Yep. 23.
All right. You quickly determine that whatever day of the week it is, because they just mentioned it changed... this is the day of the week where you have to get down. There's this swirly golden pattern with some basically red circles dotted throughout that the swirls kind of go around.
Oh, that changes by day?
Yeah, he told us
that. He mentioned
day
of the week. Okay. Yeah.
You're
good.
No, you know what? It's fine.
You've determined that it is the golden swirl that makes up the majority of the stairs is the trigger today, as basically two opposing walls of spears shoot across to the other side and then retract.
Okay, so just don't step on that part, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep, so you'll need to hopscotch down the stairs, essentially. Well, not hopscotch, because you can use both feet, but you'll need to jump fairly precisely, so I need dexterity checks from everybody. And do you want to go one at a time or as a group?
One at a time.
What do you mean?
Do you want to have multiple people on the stairs? You've determined that the trigger triggers the entire length of the stairs as far as the trap, so...
Oh, then yeah, I don't think we want to...
Well, okay. What makes the most sense is going single file and stepping in each other's footsteps.
We already know the triggers.
Yeah, you know where to step. Yeah. It's just a matter of avoiding making it so if one of you fails, you all get shanked.
Right.
Yeah, let's just go one at a time.
We can take our time.
Okay, who goes first?
Yo.
All right, Grix, dex check, please.
Yep, 26.
Grix, you are small and you are mighty, and you nimbly hop on down. Tiny kobold feet are a great advantage here. And you make it to the bottom without incident. It was even kind of fun.
I'll go next.
All right. Dexterity check, Jesse.
That's an 18 total.
Jesse, you have a harder time. And right at the end, you're, three steps from the bottom and you feel yourself tilting forward and just kind of get to do an awkward jump off and stumble. But you make it.
Okay, great.
Vons.
Yeah.
Make your dex check.
I rolled an 18, so 28.
And Vons, for the second time today, you've proved yourself to be amazingly nimble and just hop from spot to spot to spot. Like, it's even easier than if you're just walking down these stairs, and make it to the bottom. You stick the landing, the Russian judge gives you a 10.
Amazing.
All right, so you've all made it back, and you make it to the urn room without incident. The fire elementals you saw in the urn room are nowhere to be seen and do not appear to have taken exception to you being there.
Cool.
So you're free to move about the cabin.
Okay.
Maybe let's just, like, camp out here for a bit so we can, like,
grow our spells back?
Yeah, some people get their spells back.
Oh, really? You want to, like, wait a day?
Just 8 hours. But, like, what are we going to do? Like, I thought we were waiting here for ages to get back.
Well, I was going to go up and rub the lamp, and I also was wanted to, like, see if I could try to find Wealthy through that new spell I learned back with the Jenkinses, the humanoid finding.
Okay, well, that's okay, sure.
So, yeah, okay. First, I'm going to cast Humanoid Finding and see what that does.
Is it actually called Humanoid Finding, or is it called Locate Person for the purposes of me looking it up?
I believe Humanoid Finding.
Huh, all right.
Yeah, Humanoid Finding.
All right. Oh, I assumed it was weird. A Grixism. My mistake.
I suddenly doubted myself.
I don't think it works.
Okay. At all. No aspect of it works.
I think you get basically a... Well, you know, she's not within 1,000 miles, and you... Or make an intelligence check. Let's see
how much... Well, is she? Is a plane a mile? Are we in the Southern California of...
Make an intelligence check.
The Ark's world? Okay.
It doesn't seem designed to find people that are not on your plane, but...
No, and if you rule no, and if this fails, I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah, I'm curious what you get.
So. I got a 16 on the die. What'd you ask for?
Intelligence.
Intelligence, so 26.
Grix, it's like grainy, like if there was static, and you kind of start getting a headache really quick. You figure out from just knowing how the spell should feel from when you practiced it versus now, that, and your experience with going a little plane hopping yourself to a hell dimension, that this is probably a different plane.
Okay.
You get a grainy video of Wealthy holding some sort of light spell in front of a dark forest, and then it snaps out again.
Wow. Is it a light spell, or do I think it's a lantern?
Yeah, a lantern, but a really, really bright one.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, Wealthy's in a forest, like a really big forest. Like, I've never seen anything like that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But she's, like, okay?
I don't know. Unclear. She's holding a spell. She's, like, got a magical item of some sort.
Oh, well, a lantern. Then, like, she's probably fine if she can do magic.
Yeah.
If she's well enough to do magic, I'm sure she's fine.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but that kind of worked a little bit, but I don't think she's on another plane because everything hurts right now and I feel a little woozy.
So she's like, but like we left her in a field. How's she going to find her way back if like we left her in a field?
No, it's fine. We've hopped planes before. It'll be all right. Don't worry.
Yeah, you did it once and you went to hell. How bad could it be?
And we're fine. There were no lasting consequences.
Definitely not.
Oh, did you see Gex though?
No.
Well, no, like Aaron's asking that.
Also, how would I see Gex?
No, Aaron is asking. Oh.
Well, I mean, visually.
Jesus. Gex. I thought it was like, yeah, I heard you the first time. Like, I understand. Aaron in the game is asking.
God. Gex nor Frymeath were in. Neither Gex nor Frymeath were in frame.
Oh, okay. God, if Frymeath had been in frame, that would have been fucking awesome. Sorry. I just love the old elf. He sucks so bad and I love him.
I just can't stop imagining this being the start of a fucking found footage movie.
Seriously.
Wealthy, you can star in The Blair Witch, that movie that ended so well for the protagonists.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, all right, well, we learned some things here. My head hurts.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna rub the urn.
All right.
Okay.
I go and I rub the urn.
The urn stands open and you rub it and nothing happens, and it appears to, when you look inside it, it contains nothing.
Bummer.
I think we should just like camp out.
All right.
Like he's gonna come back.
Maybe.
And you guys are like out of spells and shit.
Yeah, I really got almost nothing left that's of any use. That sucks.
Resting for 8 hours is bad?
No, it just like it feels like we still have like physical energy and time, but being out of spells and not having a path forward.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like we run into this.
Yeah,
it not happens. An insignificant amount of the time.
We've been out a while.
I mean, yeah, we also have been out a while. We're probably pretty tired.
And Vons is starting to run low on potions. He's not going to get anything back by resting, but
we should check on our feather friend.
You're fairly close to the village that has a giant witch's kitchen that you can use to make potions.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with the feather with Yaba?
Looks frazzled.
Oh, sorry. Do you want to go, like, should we just go back to the village and, like, rest?
It makes an affirmative digging noise at you.
Okay.
Okay. I guess we'll, like.
All right. Yep. Nope. Sounds good.
It'll also be easier to, like, figure out tomorrow, like, from the top of the stairs instead of from the bottom.
Yep. All right. I agree.
All right. Not going to make you guys remake your dex checks. You hike on up, unless you all want to grab anything from the giant treasure room. What could go wrong? I figure you down here would have said something, but
no.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys head on up and you go to the witch's hut after a short day that felt very, very, very long, I imagine. And you get some sleep.
Yeah. Who doesn't love going to sleep at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Oh, it's far later than that.
It was night.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Cause you guys,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You guys rested until the like early afternoon before you even went and met the genie. So.
That's okay. Yep. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Your protestation okay. Makes more sense now.
Yeah, that does. That makes a lot more sense now.
All right.
But also then, like, again, still, we rested until late and then.
Yeah.
And then we went and like did like three fairly major battles.
Yeah. Yeah. We're probably tired. Yeah.
Except for Grix, because Grix is made of 30% coffee by volume.
Yes, that's accurate.
I'm out of beans, though.
You did give a lot of beans to that one lady.
Yeah.
But all right. So you guys go, you get some rest to see what happens tomorrow. Wealthy's in the dark, ominous wood, and we'll pick up there next time.
Woo!
Yay!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our Blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Jesse is, I think, waiting for someone to tell her what to do other than
be is invisible. It Godot? You'll be waiting a while.
What?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't hear you because I was talking.
Oh.
What did you say?
Sorry, somebody will catch that in the edit and it won't be funny then either. Just go on.
No, I'm what did you say?
I said, is it Godot? Because you'll be waiting a while.
Oh, okay. Nine. That was kind of funny. That was kind of a groaner.
That was solid, honestly.
That's fine.
That's a solid pun.
Yeah. You're good to Adam. Don't say
that's
yourself
fine.
Short.
I like it.